Blog Talk Radio.
You became a beast, your husband. You became a beast, your child. You became a beast, your child. See, if you came up against your character, you will be dead. With you will be dead. See, if you came up against your head, if you came up against your finance, feeling me came up against your fear. Feeling me came up against your fear. You
will win.
Yes, you will.
This is your winning season. Everything attached to me wins. I just want to remind somebody, this is your winning season. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I just want to say that God is good, and he's very good. Ooh, I just got to thinking about how good God is. Brother and sister, you ought to join me today and recognize how good he is. Think about it. Where would you be without him? Think about it. if it not had not been for the Lord on our side. Boy, that's enough right there to make me want to preach. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday. And after that, those that something you prefer to be thankful, join us. At this time, I'm asking, you know, I start to play that song again because a lot of people don't understand what that means. But this is your winning season. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, this is our winning season. And we got to claim it and believe it and know it. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for all of your many blessings, Father God. We ask that you will just continue, Lord, to bless our pastor, continue to guide and direct him as he teaches the word of God. Use him mightily, Holy Spirit. And then, Lord, bless each and every one of us that have called in and those who are listening by internet, Father God. May our hearts be open to hear the word and meditate on your word, Father God. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. And those who are asking us to pray for others that they know, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to allow your word and the Spirit of God to be in each and every one of us, that we're able to share this word with others. Lord, be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. And may they cross our path that we're able to share this word and encourage their heart and help them to trust in you all the way, Father God, and let go of the past, but go forth in the name of Jesus doing God's will. Bless each and every one that is sick and shut in. We know you are a healer, and we're going to continue to lift them up before you, Father God, and be with our leaders, Father God. Lord, you know what they are thinking, what they're doing. And we pray, Father God, that they cancel out anything that's not of you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless each and every one of us today, Father God, that we will be willing to be obedient to your will, Father God. Bless each and every one in a mighty way, that they will have a testimony for you, Father God, and give you praises for your mighty works. Have your way now, Lord, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that text. Hallelujah. Well, hey, it's Thankful Thursday, man. And everything gives thanks. Everything gives thanks. But this
amen.
Concerning you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I want to thank God. I went to the doctor today and got an excellent report. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you all to know that it's like he gave me the bill of health, told me everything was fine. Everything. So I have to thank God for that. I don't thank the doctor. I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What God told me already. But I'm thankful. So today is thankful for everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Thank you. I want to read y'all the scripture, quote you all the scripture. It happened to be one of my favorite too. Well, all these scriptures are my favorite, but there are some that really hit home. And when I think about Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, I like to hear. I like to hear what the word is saying. It's a blessing when you can hear this stuff, man. It's a blessing. You can just hear the truth through all of this. Everybody don't hear.
Yeah.
They that have an ear, let them hear. Everybody got flappers. These listeners, they call them listeners down in Georgia. Everybody got listeners. Well, most everybody I know have listeners, but they don't hear. See, because you got listeners, don't mean you can hear. So then faith cometh by hearing. So when you heard the word and you let it just go over and over, man, you building up your faith. I'm finna build up somebody's faith right now. Because you know what? You're going to hear it and hear it and hear it. And boy, you're going to say, you know, I can do this. Yes. We can make it. Yes. You're a winner. You're a winner, man. I don't care what your mama said, your grandmama, your granddad. It doesn't. You're a winner. You're a winner because you have Christ. Now, you just need to keep hearing that and hearing that and hearing that until you act on that.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care if you got to hear 100,000 times. Some people say, oh, well, you know, I know that scripture. They don't know it. Enemy just tricked them. Got to hear it. My father said this. I didn't say this. My father said this. But there's a couple of things I want to make mention of. And hopefully we'll do get to that before the broadcast is over. And I'm going to tell you something right now. And I appreciate when you call me and you don't quite understand. It blesses me. I want you to call me. I want you to text me with stuff you don't understand. You don't quite get it. You want to know why I said what I said. And for those that don't know, most of the time, I only repeat the word of God. It ain't real big. I mean, it's not a big deal to me. I just repeat what God done said already. So it's easy for me. I don't have to make up anything. I don't have to try to put together. I just say what God say.
Praise
and we'll
God.
Get into that in a little bit. But first, press 1. Oh, wow. I don't know what's going on with this time thing here. But anyway, press 1, and we'll let you in. Praise God. And give thanks. Whatever it is, give thanks. Hallelujah. And I wanna say this to you, Pastor. On yesterday, that was a beautiful thing you did. So anytime the Spirit tells you to say it, you stay right there and say it. If you take the whole broadcast, because I know that's going to come out of your mouth, it's going to be scriptures. And the enemy don't like that. So the Lord told me to expose that creep today, and I'm exposing him. So you said some things that were no, if a person didn't want to wait, they didn't have time. What anchor they were supposed to do? But we were supposed to hear that word from you yesterday, that you went back and you grabbed that scripture that we had already been talking about, but they need to hear that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're not going to allow the enemy to take over nothing here. Not here. Not on this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
I see Evangelist Renee. Evangelist Renee.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I stand on my scripture By his stripes I am healed. Every morning I wake up and I look down, and my left foot is still attached to my body.
Hallelujah.
Had I not had faith in my God, had I put faith in man, man said, cut it off. It's not going to heal.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. I did not listen to man.
Hello.
Amen.
At first, I didn't have no faith. I really didn't. I was like, well, I'm going to just let him cut it off. My sister, Pastor Bill, and my son, they just didn't know what to do or what to say.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. My mother, Pastor Addie Selly, came to me and said, where is your faith?
Where is your faith?
Where is your faith?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this wound back is going to close this wound up. I have faith every day. I have faith. By his stripes, I am healed. Every day, by his stripes, I am healed. And slowly, that thing closed up. And to this day, you would never know it was open like it was. You could see the muscles in my heel. It was pretty bad, but by his stripes, I was healed. And I thank all that prayed for me, prayed with me.
Yeah.
Because I still have my foot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
And by his stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
My scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
And what some of y'all don't know, she saw the white meat. It was down to the white meat. You could see the flesh, the white meat. I saw it.
Yeah.
Mhm. That was you need to know. That's what God does. That's what our God does. He healed all of it. Gave a new set of skin, brand new, over that white meat.
Yeah.
And you gonna tell me you're not going to praise God? We're not gonna what? You say what? Not. Now, we gotta thank him. We gotta thank him.
Yeah, that's right.
I was telling somebody today. They said, that may be cancerous. I said, go ahead on and thank God for healing it. Because, see, that little bitty bump could turn into something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
See, you thinking it's a mosquito bite, and you're not realizing that mosquito is carrying a disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting into that. I got too many other things. But anyway, but praise God that you went and got it.
Hallelujah.
Anybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for your testimony. That just, every time I hear it, it blesses.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to share the scripture I had just read. I can't say it's one of my favorites, but it is, because all the Word of God, I just love it. But the scripture I had opened up with, it just reminds me every time I read it how God has changed my life. And that was 1 Peter chapter 2, and verses 9 and 10. So I'll read it again from the King James first. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But now, yes, I'm so glad that now that I can rejoice in God's word, knowing that he has made me new. Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For the scripture says, we are new creatures in Christ. Old
yes.
things are passed away. Behold, all mm-hmm. things are become new. So thank
mm-hmm.
God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
We are
mm-hmm.
a new
thank you, Jesus.
Generation. We have been chosen by God. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He didn't
yes.
have to
mm-hmm.
do it. So just like this scripture says, in time past,
amen.
We walked in darkness. In time past, we didn't have mercy. But now we have mercy. Now we're walking
mm-hmm.
in the light of God. And so those scriptures just mean so much to me. As I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation, it says, "But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people." So we have been chosen by God. And to be chosen by God
Amen.
Is
Amen.
Greater than anything else in this world. We are chosen by God. I'm reminded of when we were children and how we used to line up want to be chosen on a team. Amen. We was playing kickball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably really telling my age now, but that's all right. Anyhow, God is good.
Yeah.
And we'd be waiting to be chosen. And so once we were chosen, we were so excited. So you think about that today. How come we cannot be excited about God
mm-hmm.
has chosen us? Amen, to be one
Amen.
Of his very own children, one of his chosen. And so I just thank God that now I can see. Well, once what the song say, I was blind, but now I see. I thank God
mm-hmm.
for the new birth. I thank him for the new life. I thank him for the love that he's given unto me. Even when I didn't deserve it, he still love me. He looked beyond
Amen.
All of my thoughts and see all of my needs. And he's still doing that today. So through the word of God, I can understand it better now. Through the word of God, I'm reminded of how good God is. And I see his miracles being performed daily. And my sister, praise God, just seeing what God has done for her and how God is working in her life, I can rejoice. Amen. I too saw her foot because it was so cute. She was trying to send it to her son, and she ended up sending that picture to Pastor and I. And oh my goodness, if only y'all could have saw what we saw, y'all would be rejoicing too. It was so bad that the resident, I think he was a resident, he wasn't her doctor, but the resident come in and told her to cut her foot off. And when my nephew came and said that to me, I was lost for words. I was like, what? And all in my mind, I kept saying, she's too young, she's too young. That's all I kept saying, she's too young for that. And I'm so thankful that she had listened to the Spirit speak to her heart and allow her faith to grow and trust God.
Yes.
From that point on, she began to trust God. From that point on, I've seen her growing in the Lord. Amen. And she would begin more and more to tune in to the Word at Noon, get more of God's Word in her.
Yes.
And I just thank God.
Amen.
I just thank God. I thank God for His Word because His Word is faithful. His Word is true. I see God moving in our lives and how He's moving and changing things right before our very eyes. Amen. So I'm just thankful, just so thankful. Not only on Thankful Thursday, I'm thankful every day, every day. I just just thank God for His many, many blessings. We don't have enough time to thank God for all of His blessings that He's doing and the mighty work that God is doing through Pastor as He continues no matter what. He continues. There's been times I know, Pastor, he might not know that I know, that he doesn't feel good 100% all the time, but he makes sure that this word goes forth. So I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the people God is using through the ministry, through the Word at Noon, how, you know, we did I want to say Sister Williams, she got on here. She's reading the Word of God. We have others that got on and reading the Word of God and growing through it all. So to God be the glory. And keep doing what you're doing, Pastor, and continue to let God use you. Continue to allow His Spirit to be in you as you continue to teach this word. So I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for all of y'all's prayers. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Hey. Hallelujah.
God bless. Amen.
Another one. Yeah, another one.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I got it.
I didn't read this, Sunday. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh,
I said, I didn't get a chance to read it.
I want to clear up something. Over in 1 Corinthians 14, I think it's about the 26th verse, and to the 30th verse. That's 1 Corinthians 14, 26 to the 30th verse. Also, in our foundational scripture, Let me clear up this verse. In our foundational scripture, over in John 4, and I'm going to ask Sister William if she'll read 1 Corinthians 14, 26 through the 30th, after I do
this.
Yes, this won't take... Hello? This won't take but a second. Okay, in John 14. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, hold on for a second. In John 14, verses 24. It says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The 23rd verse says, But thou, the hour cometh. The hour cometh. See, all you got to do is read this stuff. I'm talking to somebody in particular. All you got to do is read this stuff. It says, but the hour cometh, and now is, right now, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father, not Louis Beasley, for the Father said this, not Louis Beasley, for the Father said that he seeketh such to worship him. Now, you want to know how I know what God wants? He's telling you right here. Plain to me.
That's
what he said. I didn't say it. That's what he's looking for.
Amen.
For those that don't know, the question was asked, how I know what God wants? Well, how can I say, like, how can I say what God wants? It's right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeking such to worship him. That's what God looking for. So when I tell you this is what God looking for, it's because he said that. I didn't say this. Okay, that's it.
Amen.
I think that's pretty plain. Amen. Doesn't sound like God said that to you. It's what God looking for. Ain't what I'm looking for. That's what he said he's looking for. He's looking for true worshipers. Okay, I don't know if we're going to finish this album, but at least we'll start it. And y'all have two things, two homework to do, to go back and read this, and also to read John 14, John 4, read the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter so that when we talk about it on tomorrow, whenever, everybody have a good understanding. So read John 4 all the way through if you can. And then the next one, Sister William, can you read First Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 30.
Yes, Pastor. First Corinthians 14, 26. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at least most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. So here's what I want you to do. When you gather for worship, each one of you be prepared with something that will be useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. If prayers are offered in tongues, two or three, the limit, and then only if someone is present who can interpret what you're saying. Otherwise, keep it between God and yourself, and no more than two or three speakers at a meeting, with the rest of you listening and taking it to heart. Amen.
We're going to tackle this. Won't be today. But I'm going to comment on a couple of things. We might even go as far as all the way down to the 34th verse, because that in itself says a lot to me. But 33 says this. God is not the author of confusion, okay? So he says, now, if you're going to speak in an unknown tongue, unknown is something you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you don't know of. It's unknown to you. But because it's unknown to you, that doesn't mean it's unknown to everybody. So maybe somebody in the crowd may know you're speaking Pig Latin. Aren't they Uye on the hand, say email? Well, maybe if somebody there can explain that. Because they just spoke in another. To you, it's unknown. To me, it's known. You see, it's only unknown to those that are listening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It ain't unknown to you now. That's where the devil tricked people up. Well, I'm speaking in an unknown tongue. How you going to speak in an unknown tongue? You can't do that. And if there's not an interpreter there, shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Now, y'all may offend somebody. I don't know. But I know one thing. The Bible says if you don't have an interpreter, see, how would you have an interpreter if it's unknown to you? If it's known to you and there's an interpreter, you'll know if they're telling it like it is or not. You'll know. You will not.
All right.
You will definitely know. Okay? If it's unknown or not. You know.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead on and finish my statement. Because we'll deal with this later. But it tells you real plain. And if two of y'all trying to explain what that one person said, one of y'all need to hold y'all peace. I don't know why this is so difficult. The person is unknown to the listeners. It's not unknown to the person that's speaking it. Do that make sense?
Amen.
So don't get all religious with me. Because if you don't have an interpreter, go somewhere and talk to God. Because he'll understand it. But you're not going to come on here, because this is what you're not going to do, okay? You're not going to come on here and try to fool people and tell people God gave you a word in an unknown tongue and you don't know it. If you don't know it, why is you saying it? He ain't told you to come in unknown and then you interpret it. That's confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So, if you're in an unknown tongue, it's a language. I'm about to go there, too. It's a language that is unknown to the hearer, not to the speaker. Is that making sense, Pastor?
Yes.
Well, see, I don't want nobody to get I don't want nobody to get confused. Now, if I care you get mad, I don't care if you get mad. It doesn't bother me. I know and you know. If you're speaking in an unknown tongue, and I know about the Holy Ghost. I know what he does. I know what he does. I know the things of God, 1 Corinthians 2. And if God reveals them to us because we're that close to him. So I know you got a little upset. Well, Pastor, you should. No, I'm telling you what the Word of God said. I didn't say that. He said, if you don't speak in an unknown tongue, in other words, you finna speak and people don't know what you're going to say, let it be by two or at least the most by three. And that by the course, and let there be one interpreter, not three, four folks trying to interpret one person. If you know you're finna speak in an unknown tongue, find out, do we have an interpreter that interprets Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, or whatever you speak. Let it find out if there's an interpreter here. Because if you don't have one, you need to shut up or go talk to God. Read that. Read it.
Amen.
He said, let him speak to himself. Let him speak to himself and to God. So go talk to God. If there's no interpreter, see, this stuff ain't rocket science, people. Stop trying to make it something it's not. Just speak the truth. That's what we're doing. We're talking about spirit and truth. You've gotten away from truth. But I will get back on this. I just want to make sure everybody, go and read it for yourself. You may have some questions, and that's good. I want you to have questions. But we've been having a bunch of foolishness on here. That's what we're not going to have. I'm done. Like I said, we'll tackle this. Matter of fact, we may just jump on it tomorrow because we got a lot of scripture to going to support this and show you what I'm talking about.
Pastor, before we go, can I read this from the New Living Translation?
Sure.
Okay. It says, a call to orderly worship. It says, well, my brothers and sisters, summarizes, when you meet together, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation God has given. One will speak in tongues, and another will interpret what is said. But everything that is done must strengthen all of you. No more than two or three should speak in tongues. They must speak one at a time, and someone must interpret what they say. But if no one is present who can interpret, they must be silent in your church meeting and speak in tongues to God privately. Let two or three people prophesy, but let the others evaluate what is said. But if someone is prophesying and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. In this way, all who prophesy will have a turn to speak, one after the other, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. Remember that people who prophesy are in control of their spirit and can take turns. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people. Amen.
Amen.
That just sums right up what you were saying, Pastor.
Amen. Anyone else?
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll get into that, brother and sister, because I don't want nobody to be confused. And let Satan know he's not going to come here and try to play anybody either. That's not happening here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's okay. If somebody want to prophesy, hey, I don't have no problem with it because I understand what it is. You're going to speak life into somebody. Go ahead on and speak it.
Yeah.
The rest of us, we'll turn around and we'll determine if it's life or if it's death. Because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're going to either bless somebody or you're going to curse them. And the people around will know if you're blessing them or if you're cursing them.
Yeah.
And then don't come with, well, you need to stop this, you need to stop that. That's not prophesying, people. Prophesying when you speak in the word from the Lord and it agree with the word of God And you're not trying to get the credit, but you're trying to edify. Edify.
Yeah.
Build up. Matter of fact, that'll be your assignment, Sister William, for when we bring that out, I want you to expound on the word edify. Next time we have this word on this, I want you to bring out edify, what the edify means. See, we're to edify one another. So bring that out. If anybody else has anything else, hallelujah. We got time. I just want to make sure everybody understands we're going to tackle this. And for those that's going to listen, that's fine. And if you have any questions, all you got to do is just press one. And, hey, we're here to answer your question. We're not here to confuse anybody.
Amen.
So the Bible says it's okay. It's okay to do this, man. It's okay to speak in your language. But it's unknown to us. It's known to you, but unknown to us. Let me say that again. It's known to you, but unknown to us. So since it's unknown to us, we need an interpreter. So don't be trying to tell us something without an interpreter. That's what that Bible just told me.
Yeah.
And you are not going to be the interpreter and the speaker. Can't be both of them. Someone said, oh, that's my heavenly language. Well, that's where you use it at in heaven. Can't use it here. Everybody don't take crypto money. And there's some people won't take Chinese money. Go get it converted. Then bring it back and spend American money. See? That's the way that works. And I'm not doubting that's what you have. I'm not doubting that any of this stuff. I'm just simply saying we're going to keep everything decent and in order here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enough already.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you all on tomorrow for the word.